somewhere early in my college career, or before, I heard the term breeding intellectual. And that does describe in a very, clear way, it seems to me, the next reader, Jeffrey Scoblaw, who is a young, just recently promoted associate professor of English at Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville. And I'll read what it says. A poet and essayist, he grew up in New York and Baltimore. I know he studied in California and also back on the East Coast. And I mentioned he's an English, a member of the English faculty. He's also an actor. I've seen him act. He's, and I don't know where Jeff gets all of the energy to do what he does. He's a father, he's a husband, he's a teacher, and he's one of those extracurricular people, like people, students are always around him. His first book, Paradise Dislocated, a treatise on William Morris, on socialism and romanticism, came out this fall from Johns Hopkins Press. He's also assistant editor of Drum Voices Review, Jeffrey Scoblaw.
I'm going to read one first from Drum Voices. It's called Thelonious Daedalus. If a stone could sleep, thus monk would creep in every single lair, tickling the bone of that beauty, that bone of your beauty, which has yet to come into the world, this world, without laughing stones of tones and tomes of homes, to put his tongue teams of times to the eyeless. Now I want to read a horrible poem that I need to explain a little bit for my own sake, I guess. About a year ago, a friend of mine who teaches elsewhere got a paper from a student in her class, and it was a frightening anti-Semitic screed. It was about learning to hate Jews from his grandfather. And this friend of mine was horrified, didn't know what to say to the student, you know, correct his grammar, didn't seem to be the point. So she gave me the paper and asked me what I would do. And I wrote a long response to this person and still felt unsatisfied, like it wasn't enough. So I kept reading his paper over and over again, and I decided, I don't know if I decided, what I did was I made a poem out of his language, and that's what I'm going to read to you now. I didn't write any of these words. They're all this person whose name I don't know. He wrote them. I presented them in the order in which he wrote them. All I've done is to leave out a whole lot, to kind of pare it away to the core. The title is Shit to Carry. Constantly circling in my mind how much a threat Jews really are, educating people and retaliating hush, hush, or openly against. Jews has been my quest. This hatred was amplified, being bounced off his knee, his tool in educating me, scornful. Both violent and malicious, the old country, I found myself, each and every scenario mystified, the horrid details. I was never able to ask, I have always wondered, for him the hatred in scientific terms as a subhuman, dangerously contaminating. Violence today has shifted from the children of yesterday into the matured adults of today. A hatred in America that was centralized, spread into more concentrated communities, on and on, never random, always clearly showing the bullseye, the religion of the target. Raised in a true, has put onto manuscripts his failing tries, special, different, deaf, and dangerous, religiously speaking. Conviction by one's upbringing, all of the history destroyed, documented facts, the mystery lies. That's a scary thing to read. For some time, I've been writing poems in Spanish and then translating them back into English. So I want to read you one of those. I'll read it in Spanish first, because that's where the poem is. It's called Obra. Piensas que estrofas son como pedazos pequeños de cáscara que sobreviven la carne y dicen el cuento de la vida que vivió. Pero quiero que sean mis estrofas como piedras que cultivan el pelo y uñas también, lentamente duras y vivas ellas mismas, escondidas en alguna parte del campo de tu propia vida, esperando ojos, dedos y pulmones tuyos. This is what it means. Work. You think that poems are like little pieces of shell that outlive the flesh and tell the tale of the life that it lived. But I want these poems to be like stones that grow hair and nails too, slowly, hard, and alive themselves, hidden somewhere in the fields of your own life, waiting for eyes, fingers, lungs, yours. There they are. Well, I'll read one more little Spanish one. Called Umbral. Los ángeles viven en las orejas del niño que vive en cada uno de nosotros. Caminantes juntos por espacio, por tiempo, por voces sin número que nos abrazan casi totalmente sin saber. Threshold. Angels live in the ears of the child that lives inside each one of us. Travelers together through space, through time, through voices without number that embrace us almost wholly without knowing. It's a restaurant, so I thought I would read a poem about food. This is about eating squid, which is a pleasure of mine. It's called The Rest We Never Know. Inky brother, calamar, fluke and tube and beak, I follow you under the rock of night and take you in my hands, holding you to the wind. I'd be sorry if I thought you didn't understand. But when I slept, I saw our greatest grandfathers weathering uncountable storms, and stone lips speaking, curling as waves, wrapped in salt, describing the wind. And when I woke, I felt my foot slip in the mud, I heard you then and came to you. One more, very little one, written for some university administrators of my acquaintance. It's called As Things Stand. I see he wants to cover his ass in order to save his face for now, but why is he so confused? Thank you.